with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, March 13th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Last week, Remsen St. Mary's alum Jared Homan was given some good news when he was inducted into the Iowa High School Athletic Association Basketball Hall of Fame. The 2001 graduate of Remsen St. Mary's says it was nice to get inducted in recognition of his time as a Hawk.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great honor to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, I think we did have some good teams at Remsen St. Mary's, but it does definitely get overshadowed by how good St. Mary's has been lately in basketball, baseball, football. I mean, the school has just done a tremendous job with their athletics recently. And then, you know, I think I did have a pretty good career in high school, almost averaging a triple-double my senior year. You know, didn't quite make the state and have the kind of success the teams do now. But, you know, looking back at it, and, you know, boy, it's been a while since I've looked at the stats from high school, but they weren't too shabby.
No, they were not. Homan went on to play a long career in basketball at the Division I level and professionally in Europe. He says the foundation for that basketball career started by growing up in Remsen.
I think my time there gave me the foundation of, you know, kind of what my college career and professional career was grown on. I just think that's a tremendous attribute to the coaches at St. Mary's. The parents, the kids putting in the work. You know, I think a lot of the parents now that have kids in the school that are doing so well successfully were, you know, good athletes around my time, and they just kind of brought that energy and enthusiasm to their kids.
At Remsen St. Mary's, Homan put in a ton of work towards honing his craft. Some of his best memories came from his time going to tournaments all around the region with his head coach, Jeremy Stuckenholz.
Coach Stuckenholz did a great job of getting us in there in the offseason. You know, some of the memories that come rushing back is hopping in his red Jeep that he has. I don't know why that just stands out in my memory pretty vividly. And going to every single tournament, any sort of camp there is. I mean, that's kind of how I got discovered by Iowa State, is we went to a Future Stars camp in Des Moines. Coach Stuckenholz brought a couple of the players down there, and the right person ended up seeing me, and it kind of transpired from there.
And that camp that got him noticed allowed him to receive 7 collegiate offers at the Division I level. One of those was, of course, to Iowa State, where he ultimately settled on playing at. He says the biggest adjustment from high school to top college basketball was just, frankly, the size and how much bigger everybody else was.
Right after high school, I didn't get a summer. I basically went straight down to Iowa State, I think. A week after I graduated high school, went straight to Iowa State, took summer classes, and started working out with the guys. And I think that's the first thing you notice, like, wow, these guys are big, they're strong, they're athletic. And I think that summer to get my body right, mature, and just get used to playing that level allowed me to come in and have an impact, you know, straight as a freshman.
And once he stepped onto the campus in Ames, Homan had an impact with the Cyclones right away. He played in all 31 of Iowa State's games as a freshman and even got to start in 9 of them. He says the realization hit him early on that he belonged at college basketball's highest level.
How you actually play that first game, I think it was even my first preseason game. You know, I get a dunk and, you know, do kind of well. Like my first play, I'm like, oh, I guess I can play here. And, you know, you just, Coach State, you did a good job of not letting any doubt in your mind. You know, you practiced so hard, the games were easy. But yeah, once you step foot in front of Hilton, you make a couple plays, a couple baskets, and you just kind of forget about that you came from a small school.
Homan went on to play 4 strong years with the Cyclones, getting Iowa State back into the NCAA tournament as a senior in 2005 while earning all Big 12 honors. He still holds the program's career record for blocked shots with 235 of them in 4 years. That resume as a basketball player led Homan to a long professional career. He says it was a conversation with head coach Wayne Morgan at the time his junior year that led him to consider that path further.
I think it was towards the end of my junior year, Coach Morgan said, he pulled me to the side and goes, hey, Jared, you know you can make some money playing this game. I go, hey, that doesn't sound too bad. So that kind of got it first implanted in my mind. And then also after that year, Jackson went on and got drafted by the, I think it was by the Bulls and got traded to the Suns. And I played against him every day in practice. I'm like, wait, he's getting drafted by the NBA? Like, I think I have a pretty good shot at it as well, or can definitely play pro somewhere. So all those things kind of culminated, and then having a good senior year, and then, you know, getting an agent that got my name out there and settling in Greece for my first year, kind of got the ball rolling.
And Homan's professional career took him all over Europe to countries from like Greece initially, Turkey, Poland, Croatia, Italy, and a few more as well along his time in Europe. He says the best part was being there with teammates who were natives of any country and allowed him to experience those countries to its fullest.
The best thing is, you weren't there as a tourist. You kind of lived there. You had local teammates. They kind of showed you the local spots to go out. And you really got to immerse yourself in the culture, the experiences, kind of see a lot of places that most people don't get the chance to. And also the ability to have my family be involved in as well. My parents usually came over every year, taking them to whether it be an Oktoberfest or, taking them to Rome or Paris. So they got to experience a lot of that as well.
Homan's professional journey also took him briefly into the NBA ranks, getting some camp time in with the Chicago Bulls. He says getting to experience the highest levels of the professional ranks, not just on the floor but off it, was quite the thrill.
When I was with the Bulls for a brief period of time, you're sitting in this 747 or whatever it is, and just the guys in there, it's all tricked out. You land, a bus picks you up, takes you straight to the Four Seasons. On the flight, the stewardess asks you want a peanut butter and jelly with no crust or whatever, obscure thing you want to cater to. So just kind of getting to experience that side of the lifestyle. And then also in Europe, just all the camaraderie with the guys.
And the professional athletics experience is one that only the rarest of talents will get to experience in their lives. That doesn't mean it should be kept out of the mind of young athletes who excel at their craft. Homan says young athletes should work hard and enjoy the experiences the game does bring you.
When I was growing up, I used to play basketball and wherever I could at that time of the season, whether it was on the garage outside, a barn, a machine shed, I had no idea where life was going to take me. I just liked to play basketball. And then obviously I had a successful high school career. Then that led me to college. That basketball career propelled me to traveling the world, getting a chance to play in the NBA. So basically just, you don't know where life's going to take you. Put the work in, see where it goes, and enjoy the ride because it doesn't last long. You don't know if that last high school game's going to be your last, that college game's going to be your last, professional. You don't know when it's going to come to an end. So obviously enjoy it.
Homan now lives in New York City and works as a territory manager for Boston Scientific Corporation. I want to thank Jared Homan for his time and again congratulate him for being a member, the newest member of the Iowa High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame. If you'd like to see our entire uninterrupted interview with Jared Homan, you can do so by clicking on this story on our website at KLEM1410.com. That's under the Sports tab. Click on Local Sports News and it's right at the top of that page. As we enjoyed getting to reminisce with Jared Homan about his outstanding professional and collegiate basketball careers. Well, right now we are in the midst of the transition period from winter sports to spring sports. A lot of the spring sports get their practices going today, so we want to wish those athletes the best of luck. And even on the schedule today is an indoor track meet at Dort University. The War Eagle Conference schools will take to the floor indoors at Dort University, and we wish them the best of luck in their first organized competition. Still to be determined whether or not results will be strictly kept for the contest and the meets. If they are, we'll have them for you on our website at KLEM1410.com sometime tonight or tomorrow. We also want to keep you on the lookout for the Missouri River Conference. All conference girls and boys basketball teams. We'll make sure those are up on our websites once they get released sometime today. So be sure to look forward to that. That's on our website at KLEM1410.com. You'll also be able to get that information on our Twitter page by following us there at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.